Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. We pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So if you have a prayer request that you would like to call in to pray for someone in need of prayer, or even for yourself, for a family member, a friend, a neighbor, or even your enemy. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit, the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. In the meantime, I will play another selection.
Of wisdom, you said, raise yourself and answer me. You said, did you lay the earth's foundation? You said, have you command of sky and sea? Lord, I have no I don't deserve your glorious love is more than enough. What words could I use to explain? Forever I'll trust in your glorious love, your glorious love. Thunder, you said, are you clothed in majesty? You said, all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover.
Lord, when life is difficult, I am tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are my God, and I can draw my strength from you. Let me trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. Let me persevere, even if my soul is troubled. And let me follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. And all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen? So you can call in your prayer request for a friend, a family member, a neighbor, or a stranger, or whatever God puts on your heart to call in the prayer request for. We are here again to pray for you and with you. Amen. Again, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am your host for this evening. Praise be to God. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater. He makes clouds rise from the earth, sending lightning with the rain, and Lord, you're greater. Greater than all,
Lord, make me a woman of wisdom and discernment. I seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead me in your ways and teach me from your word so that in time my wisdom might glorify your kingdom and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesdays through Fridays. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from God this evening. Amen. So all you have to do is call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Your feet, cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Praise God, everybody. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled Slum Songs. And the scripture reading is coming from Isaiah chapter 35. And we are going to read verses 1 through 10. And it says, the wilderness and the desert will be glad, and the Araba will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will blossom profusely and rejoice with rejoicing and shout of joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The majesty of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Encourages the exhausted and strengthen the feeble. Say to those with anxious heart, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with you. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will save you. Then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute will shout for joy, for water for waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah. The scorched land will become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the heart of jackals, its resting place, grass become weeds and rushes. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. No lion will be there, nor will any vicious beast go up on it. These will not be found there, but the redeemed will walk there, and the ransom of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy and sorrow and sighing will flee away. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. So, again, the text for this message is coming from Isaiah 35:10, and it says, they will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Praise be to God. Amen. South America, desperately poor, its villagers survive by recycling items from its rubbish dump. But from these unpromising conditions, something beautiful has emerged, an orchestra with a violin costing more than a house in Katatura. The orchestra, to get creative, crafting its own instruments from their garbage supply. Violins are made from oil cans and bent forks as tailpieces. Saxophones have come from drain pipes with bottles tops for keys. Cellos are made from tin drums with rollers for tuning pegs. Hearing Mozart play on these contractions is a beautiful thing. The orchestra has gone on tour in many countries, lifting the sights of its young members. Violins from landfills, music from slums, that symbolic of what God does. For when the prophet Isaiah envisioned God's new creation, a similar picture of beauty from poverty emerges, with barren lands bursting into bloom flowers, deserts flowing with streams, castaway war tools craft to garden instruments, and impoverished people becoming whole to the sounds of joyful songs. The world sends us garbage. Katuru, Kat, Kater, Ruas, orchestra director, says, we send back music. And as they do, they give the world a glimpse of the future, when God will wipe away the tears of every eye and poverty will be no more. Question. Have you seen God turn the garbage of your life into something beautiful? How might he wish to bring music out of your pain? Holy Spirit, turn the property in my life into something beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer. We pray from 6 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday through Fridays. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
only king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
The
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say,
awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say,
awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
from the rain.
Celebrate the arms of God. Oh.
Amen. Praise be to God. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dear Lord, your love is eternal and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today, I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you. Father, I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your will. And I will praise you for the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a selection. And after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Praise belongs to you.
Praise be to God, everybody. Tonight, my scripture reading is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through 33. Amen? And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are his children, live a life filled with love. Follow the example of Christ. He loves us. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, coarse jokes. These are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. For the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light, living by the Spirit's power. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, This means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say each man must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Yes. Scripture reading. Yes, 5:18. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to make sure that I got the scriptures right, and we was coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 33. Praise be to God. Living in the light. For some reason. All right. So, let us pray. Praise be to God. Our Father, we come to magnify you on this day, but we also come with a sense of need. We want to know you more, so that we may enter more fully into a more meaningful and purposeful life. Give us not only the desires to serve you more faithfully, but the power to perform the things that we earnestly wish to do. A part of our service is the bringing of our tithes and offerings, that the work of your kingdom may be advanced. Bless us as we give. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and it says, "And be not drunk on wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Praise be to God. The title of my message is, How can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? How can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? A famous oil field is known as the Yates Pool. During the Depression, this field was a sheep ranch owned by a Mr. Yates. Yates was unable to make enough money from the ranch to pay the principals and interest on the mortgage and was therefore in danger of losing his ranch. With little money for clothes or food, his family had to live on government subsidies. Day after day, Yates was troubled about how he would be able to pay his bills. A seismographic crew from an oil company came into the area and told Mr. Yates that there might be oil on his land. They asked him for permission to drill a wildcat well, and he signed a lease. Praise God. Now, at 1,115 feet, a huge oil reserve was discovered. The first well came in at 80,000 barrels a day, and many other wells produced more than twice as much. 30 years after the discovery, a government test of one of the wells showed that it could still produce 125,000 barrels of oil a day. And Mr. Yates owned it all since the day he purchased the land. He had held the oil and mineral rights to. Yet, he had lived on relief. A multimillionaire living in poverty. What was the problem? He did not know. The oil was there. He owned it, but he did not possess it. The moment we become children of God, through faith in Christ, we become heirs of God. And all of his resources are made available to us. Everything we need to live a joyous life of Christian victory is ours in the person of the Holy Spirit, who lives within us. But many Christians do not understand how to draw upon the resources of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, they live in spiritual poverty, not knowing or experiencing the great riches and resources that are already theirs through the Holy Spirit. Like Mr. Yates, before the oil discovery, many Christians own but do not possess the riches that are already theirs, so that we might draw upon the vast reservoir of the Holy Spirit. So let us answer some questions people asked about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. Number one, what is being filled with the Holy Spirit? So let's find out. It is a birthright to be claimed. In Romans 8:16-17, in the NIV says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children, that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Praise be to God. Part of our inheritance is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because you are a born-again Christian. It is your birthright to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just as Peter was filled, as Stephen was filled, and as 120 men and women were filled in the upper room. So what have you done with your birthright? Claimed it? It is a command to be obeyed. Ephesians 5:18 said, be filled with the Spirit. Some people may think it's optional whether I claim my birthright or not. No doubt. It's a good thing for some people to be filled with the Spirit, but I don't need to be. I don't need to be. Let us learn, however, that in Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit is a command to obey, to be obeyed. You will notice in Ephesians 5:18, a double command, a negative. Be not drunk, and a positive. Be filled. Now, the positive command is authoritative as the negative. And it was binding on just as many of Ephesian Christians as was the negative command. And what was true for those believers is equally true for all believers today. It is a commitment to be made. Romans 12:1 says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. To be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with Christ. If we are filled with the Spirit, we are in Christ. We are walking in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse and keep on cleansing us from all sin. To be filled with Christ means to be controlled by Christ. Not as a robot, but as one who is led and empowered by the Spirit. 8 years had passed since the conversion of the people at Ephesus until Paul commanded them in Ephesians 5 and 18 to be filled with the Spirit. Now, this has been the experience of many of us. Quite unintentionally, we operate for years without really giving the Holy Spirit the control he needs to have in our lives. Our goals were good and noble, but they were just that, our goals. Then one day, we realized there just had to be more than we had discovered. Praise be to God. Why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Is the question. Why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit? There are three reasons why you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So let's take a look at these three reasons. Amen. Number one, God's will is that you be filled in John 14, 16 through 17. Number two, I have some problems that can be solved only by the Holy Spirit. Paraphrase. The paraphrase of Romans 7, 18 through 19 and 24 through 25 in the Living Bible reads as follows. Paraphrasing. Amen. I know I am rotten through and through. So far as my old sinful nature is concerned, no matter which way I turn, I cannot make myself do right. I want to, but I cannot. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature? Thank God it has been done by Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has set me free. Some of the obvious problems I may have that can only be solved by the Holy Spirit include a secret spirit of pride, a love of human praise, anger or impatience, self-will, carnal fear, a jealous disposition, unbelief, formalities, and deadness. These are some of the traits that generally indicate a carnal heart and thus the need to be filled with the Spirit. Number three, why I should be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to experience the greatest joy and effectiveness possible in my Christian life. John 10 and 10 says, I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. It is not unusual to hear someone say, I have never surrendered my life to Christ because I am afraid of what he will do to me. Does that sound like a loving father? These people do not understand how much God loves them and how much freedom and joy he will give them. Christians who allow the Holy Spirit to fill them experience a new dimension of peace and effectiveness. Now, how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? So let me tell you how you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. First, we must not confuse being filled with the Spirit with the gift of the Spirit. There are two separate things, two separate spirits. If we do not see a clear-cut difference between these two, we can never have an intelligent grasp of what being filled with the Spirit means. Now, in AD 56, these Ephesian Christians had received the gift of the Spirit in Acts 19. And then, 8 years later, when writing from prison in Rome, Paul told them to be filled with the Spirit. If the gift and being filled were the same, there would have been no need for Paul to write the gift of the Spirit comes at conversion in Acts 2 and 38. Being filled with the Spirit comes at consecration in Rome, in Romans 6. And 13. They may be close together or years apart. So let's examine. Self-examination. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 28 says, but let a man examine himself. Above all else, we must be honest with ourselves, and we must not ignore or attempt to hide from ourselves any of our sins, because you cannot hide them from God. God knows all things. So we must ask ourselves, what are those things in my life that prevent the Holy Spirit from being able to fill me. Don't be. So, confession of all known sin. In 1 John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. After examining ourselves in the light of God's word, we should confess all sin all sin brought to mind by the Holy Spirit. Until we start calling our pride, anger, complacency, and bitterness sin, we will never have the filling of the Holy Spirit. However, when we recognize these deficiencies as sin and confess them to God, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise be to God. Submission of ourselves completely to God. Romans 6:13. Praise be to God. Says, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, your members as instruments of righteousness unto God, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must make ourselves completely available to God to do anything the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And if there is anything in our lives that we are unwilling to do, then we are resisting God. And this always limits God's Spirit. Ask to be filled. To be filled. In Luke 11:13 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Any suggestions that we wait or tarry or labor is a human subjection. Only the disciples were told to wait. Hear me? Luke said, only the disciples were told to wait. And the reason was that the day of Pentecost had not yet come. And since that day, God's children have only had to ask for his filling to experience it. Believe you are filled. Mark 9:23 tells us, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. For many Christians, The battle is won or lost right here. Believing we are filled with the Spirit is merely taking God at his word. And that is the only absolute this world has. Now, how can I know I have been filled with the Holy Spirit? You ask, how can I know I have been filled with the Holy Spirit? Number one, because of the promise of God's word. In Mark 11 and 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Praise be to God. Because of the fruit of the Spirit. In Matthew 7 and 20 in the NIV says, by their fruit you will recognize them. Galatians 5 and 23 lists the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because you will have both the power and the desire to witness. Acts 1 and 8 in the RSV version tells us, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Because the Holy Spirit will glorify Christ through you. John 16 and 14 says, he shall glorify me. Praise be to God. And my conclusion is, when can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Right now. Examine yourself. Confess your known sins. Submit yourself unreservedly to Christ. And then simply ask to be filled and believe that you are filled. Why not trust the Holy Spirit with your life? This is not a once for all experience. It is an experience we will repeat every day. But it must begin sometime. Why not let that time be now? Take my life and let it be. Consecrate, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. At the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for thee. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee. I hope this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. Praise be to God. How can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Praise God. Okay, so if you, no, don't go to sleep. If you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to give your life to Him. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father,
Father,
I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy.
I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy.
Lord, please have mercy on me.
Lord, please have mercy on me.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
Save me.
Save me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
And set me free from all that hinders and binds me.
And set me free from all that hinders and binds me.
Please help me to avoid sinning again.
Please help me to avoid sinning again.
I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ.
I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ.
Died for my sins.
Died for my sins.
Was resurrected from the dead.
Was resurrected from the dead.
Is alive.
Is alive.
And hears my prayer.
And hears my prayer.
Jesus.
Jesus,
become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
Become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward.
I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you.
I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you.
And do your will for the rest of my life.
And do your will for the rest of my life.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to the right and proper Bible teaching church. Right now we're still on Zooms. The churches, some churches are gradually opening with a certain amount of people. But if you have no church, you can also join any church that's on Zoom, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you have internet service. You can go listen to the services and make your decision. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Amen. Praise be to God. And now at this time, I will give the benediction. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all times. And let us all say amen. Praise be to God. So now, at this time, I'd like to ask my guests online, which is the fivefold, to give a response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. So God bless you, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How were you this evening?
I'm blessed, Evangelist Hilda. How are you this evening?
Blessed, thank you. A little cold, but blessed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear about the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But, you know, when you accept Jesus Christ, it's good to know what happens to the person, what happens to us when
yes.
we accept Jesus Christ. I'm always thinking about years and years ago when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't have any idea of what happens with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Absolutely. You're not by yourself.
Because
amen.
You too, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
It was me. I know it was me. I had no idea about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, when the Holy Spirit comes into you and
yes.
you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, things start to happen.
Yes.
And you don't really know. You wasn't taught. I wasn't taught at that time, but
nope.
I things started happening that, you know, I was saying, well, what is, I tell you the truth, I was running from the Holy Spirit at first because I didn't know what the devil that was. I said, what
exactly.
I didn't know that was the Holy Spirit. I really didn't know. And it wasn't until years later I was saying to myself, I said, oh, my gosh, that was the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing all that running because
yeah.
I didn't know what was happening, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, I really enjoyed that message today, and I know our radio listeners got something out of that today.
Oh, yeah.
About the Holy Spirit, because very important, because people are always coming into God's kingdom, and they
right.
should know about the Holy
about
Spirit,
the Holy
what
Spirit.
Takes place
yes.
when they accept Jesus Christ, you know.
Yes.
And then, of course, some people are in Christ, and maybe nobody has really taught them what it is to be filled with the Spirit, you know.
That's right.
Maybe they didn't get that kind of a teaching.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why it's good for you to show them, you know, in your sermon how it is so good for them to be filled with the Spirit, you know.
Amen.
And like you said
yes.
in your sermon, it is God's birthright. It is the birthright.
That's right.
To be clean. We have a birthright to claim.
Yes, we do.
And we are heirs of God.
Yes, we are.
And we need to give the Holy Spirit control in our lives. But the
yes.
thing is, if we don't know anything about the Holy Spirit,
no.
we don't know what happened when we were saved, we would know that. You know,
that's
we would
right.
know that.
Yeah.
So, and it, like you said, it's God's will. And the Spirit helps us to change to be like Christ,
yes.
although it takes time. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, it does.
He helps to change our carnal heart.
Yeah.
You know, because even though we come into God, there's a lot of
yes.
things that have to take place, you know,
yeah,
to,
we
to
have
a changer. We don't come in perfect.
That's
and we're
right.
still not perfect, even though we might be there for
oh,
10
no.
or 20 years.
That's
right.
Right.
We still won't take
God
us.
Still loves us, no matter how
that's
many
right.
years it takes. Because nobody can tell you about yourself that God don't already know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So and don't be afraid, like you said, to surrender to Christ.
surrender.
Because
yep.
he will not harm you. Christ will
no,
not harm
won't.
You. You know what
no,
I mean? A lot of people are afraid because they feel like it's going to make a big change in their life. But it's a change for the better. It's
Amen.
Not a change for the worse.
Amen. Yes, it is.
It's a change for the better. And,
but see, a lot of people think that they're afraid to submit because they feel that, you know, with all the sinful things that they did, that God won't forgive them. But he forgive
mm-hmm.
you no matter what.
That's right. And we come under grace.
Yes.
Right? We are under grace, but although we do have to repent, we're still under
yes,
grace.
Yes, we do.
You see, there's another thing you said. You said when we resist God, we
mm-hmm.
limit the Holy Spirit. When we resist
absolutely.
God,
absolutely.
We limit the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You see, so by you
do.
Resisting God, you know, you don't mightn't realize the Holy Spirit is in you, or you mightn't take it serious that the Holy Spirit is there. You resist, you limit the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You resist God. You limit
absolutely.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So I really enjoyed that message coming from you today, Evangelist. So you always bring a beautiful and wonderful message. You know,
yes,
so I really
thank
enjoy,
you.
I'm glad I didn't.
And
I
this
didn't
is. This is the time of the year where, you know, we have to reflect on a lot of things that's, you know, like this is the time when our Savior was going through everything to die on the cross for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
he
cool.
left all of his riches in heaven to come down to earth in poverty, you know, for us. And
mm-hmm.
and sometimes like we saying, oh, how are we going to make it? But all your blessings is right there. You just got to, you know, open up your eyes and see and ask God to show you, you know, your blessing, just like the man with the wells. He didn't even know
mm-hmm.
that his land had so much oil. He was so
mm-hmm.
rich. He was a multimillionaire
yeah.
and didn't even know it. He was living on subsidized, you know?
Yeah, a lot of times it's right under your nose.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You're
mm-hmm.
running all around, all over the place. That's why
exactly.
you really need the Holy Spirit to show you.
To show
where it
us.
Is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because you're running all over, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes the least thing that you suspect is where it is.
Thank you.
You know?
Absolutely.
You run it all over and everything. You say, well, gee whiz, I didn't even know it was over there. You know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
And sometimes you run and leave your blessing and you go out, run someplace else. And
absolutely.
You left your blessing.
Yep. Sure did. Left them
you
right where
them.
You were.
Yep. It was right where you were and you were outside somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is over here. Oh my
Amen.
Goodness.
Yes. Yes. Thank God. Thank God.
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can miss it.
Yes,
know?
Absolutely. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
know?
Right.
To guide
That's
us
right.
and to you know, the Holy Spirit protects us from seen and unseen danger. You know, like
that's
you,
right.
he unction you going this way, and he unction you, no, don't go that way today. Go
that's
this
right.
way over here. And next
that's
thing, when
true.
You listen to the news or read it, you hear where there was a shooting over there, and see,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit protected you and guided you away from it.
That's okay. right. That's true.
What we got to do.
That's very true. Because I know
mm-hmm.
that I was always remembering what happened to me when I was going to work and the Holy Spirit kept telling me to go home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yep.
I at first I was disobeying him, and then he kept urging me to go home so much till I said, you know what, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
And sure enough, there was a fire in the subway. I never forgot that.
And
I would have been. I might have been. I might have been on that train.
Absolutely.
All trains were backed up, and it was smoke and everything. It was a fire. One of the trains was caught on fire and all like that.
That happened to me once when the train, somebody had jumped off the track onto the oncoming train, and everything. I was coming from work, and and I'm rushing now to catch that first train, and look what happened. I never got home until 6 o'clock that evening.
Wow.
I couldn't even, I was under the sub, and you know, in the train, in the tunnels, so I couldn't even call the babysitter to let her know what happened.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even go to work that day because by him keep telling me not to go. I didn't go. So my sister called my mother, and she was telling her about this thing that happened with the train. So my mother told her, she said the Holy Spirit told her to stay home, don't go.
Because
I went out, and I came back home. I was afraid to go there. I said, well, if he's telling me and begging me, don't go. He said, don't go.
Yep.
You understand?
Absolutely.
So and, you know, there's been many, many times when people, like they have a plane crash. Some people, something happened where they didn't get on that plane.
Right.
You know, things like that. That's very important, you know.
Absolutely. Very important. It's always good to listen to the Holy Spirit when he's talking to you.
Yeah, the small voice.
That's why you have to know his voice.
That's right.
Know when he's unctioning you not to do something or not to go that way.
That's right. Very true.
Well, it was a wonderful message tonight, and I pray that everybody got something out of it and that they, know a little bit more about the Holy Spirit. So I am going to close us out, and I'm going to call my sister because today is her birthday.
So I said happy birthday.
I will. That's Marie. Yeah. Today is her Marie's birthday. Her son took her out, so I'll call her when I'm done.
Nice. I said happy birthday and have many more.
I will.
Have many more.
Praise God. Thank you. I received that for her. So on behalf of my pastor, Prophet Ozzy Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., when our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will come with a mighty word from God. And following the message, our very own Sister Barbara will come with our poetry. And following the poetry will be Talk in the Sanctuary by Pastors Stephen and Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful evening and enjoy your weekend for those who will not be with us. And those who are, I hope and pray that you enjoy our service on Saturday mornings. Amen.
Amen.
So, Mother, you have a wonderful evening. And I will
and
see
you
tomorrow, God's willing, and we are able.
Amen.
Amen. So on that note, we are going to rise on up out of here this evening by the grace of God. Good night, everyone. We love
good night.
You. Good night, listeners.
Okay, love you all. Love
Shalom.
You, Evangelist Hilda.
Love you, Mother. Have a good one.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
God.
Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.